Okay, good morning, good morning. Big yashar koach to our breakfast chevra for setting everything up. Yehuda Wiesen, chief cook this morning. Yashar koach, thank you. And all. Ricky's back next week. Ricky's shakshuka's back. This shakshuka looks pretty good. I don't know. I mean, I went through Israel and I was doing a shakshuka tasting everywhere I went.
Oh my God.
It wasn't great for the stomach, but whatever. So we want to thank, we have a bunch of sponsors this morning. Beautiful Olam. It's a beautiful Olam. We would love to have this every week. I get greedy. But we want to thank the Goldschmidts, Pam and Eric Goldschmidt, sponsoring in memory of Eric's father and Alicia Blechner's grandfather, Gustav Goldschmidt, Hachavar Ephraim ben Hachavar Moshe Yehuda, in commemoration of his 15th Yahrzeit. When we think about the Shul in Netanya and the Sefer Torah that we've used here, Baruch Hashem. Sue and John Akimi. Oh, the Akimis. Tell someone give him a big hug for me. I'll call him. Commemorating the first Yahrzeit of Ronnie London. Beautiful. Ronnie used to learn with us here in the Shir. Robin and Ari Raskis, in memory of Ari's mother, Sherry Raskis, Shoshana Leah, Basa Rav Moshe, in commemoration of her yahrzeit. How many years now?
13
years. Shem Shab Nalia. And Laura and Yehuda Wiesen, in honor of the yahrzeits of Yehuda's parents, Miriam Bas Baruch Halevi, and Eliezer Ben Harav Yehuda. We will learn and we will enjoy Le'ilui Nishmatam. Thank you. Okay, so let's get right to it. So the Kli Yakar. Here in this week's parsha, he gives it's uncharacteristic, but he gives an introduction to the kelim of the Beis Hamikdash. Right, we know Parshas Truma. Right, you're looking and you have these great stories, literally all of Sefer Bereishis, the whole beginning of Shmos, and then like Truma hits, and you're like, or Mishpatim. Truma, Mishpatim has at the end has tremendous highlights, and then Truma, and then Tetzaveh, and you're like, what is this, right? We're looking at the building. It's just building specs, right? And the Kli Yakar says, look, I'm going to take a different approach than one would normally take. I'm going to go a little bit out of the box, but he basically throws himself in with everyone else because he's like, look, we don't really have much material here as far as, basic pshat, so we have to go with remez, right? We know that there are four ways to darshan the Torah, right? It's pardes, pshat, remez, drash, sod. And he's like, there are a lot of, so pshat, okay, we know, yeah, this is 2.5 amos, and this is what you put here, and you put the poles here, but we're going to go more remez. So ve'asu aron atzeshitim, the bottom right, v'maseh amishkum l'chol keila, v'dine asiyasam, kvar nimtzu prate dinam v'talmud. All right, we know about, he says, the specs. It's in the Gemara. I have nothing to say. There's actually a whole mesechet devoted to the specs of the Beis Hamikdash. What's it called? David? You're shaking your head. Meseches Midos. Right? Meseches Midos. Literally, just get the specs. It's a building plan. It's an architectural plan. So he's like, there's nothing really to say. I'm going to get you back, though, David. Don't worry. There's nothing to say. Basically, what I could do is I could go along with many of the other mefarshim who look for something else. That there are some other biblical allusions here, those that are hidden and those that are revealed. We can't say that all of the different specifics that are said in terms of letters, in terms of words, in terms of how things are said, plural or singular, whatever form, that they would be without kavana, right? But that's not how we darshan the Torah. And that's the way most mefarshim went. Everyone according to his level understanding. This one says this. Even Rashi, Afilu Rashi, Shekol Dvar Pshutim, that we know, right? He always goes Pashup Pshat. He's even going that route. Yeah, he wants to stick to Pshat, but, I'm going to throw my hat in the ring here. And that's what he says here, the second to last line. Alkein lo echsoch gam ani. He says, therefore, I'm not going to hold back from what I think is going on here, from the mitzodat sichli, is an interesting language, from the kind of the net of my mind, right? Like kind of how I view this, how what we can learn from all of the specifications of building of these kelim beis hamikdash. Lo sif ksado alotan ramazim, to add a little bit hopefully what I think we could do. V'terem bo'il daber b'hem, and before I get into it, Omar b'derech klal al shlosha rashi kelim asher aleim naaseh zer zahav. So before I go there, right, we know there are a lot of kelim. But the major kelim, there are three kelim that all received a zer zahav, a crown, that were, kind of like a crown of, like kind of triangular, whatever, that ran around the top of the circumference of these kelim. And what are they? Aron, Shulchan, Umizbeach. Okay, it's the Aron, the Shulchan, the altar. V'rabbasinu zal amru sheim keneged shlosha ksar. And the rabbis say, why do you have these crowns? Because there are three crowns. Keter Torah, Keter Kahuna, the crown of Torah, the crown of the priesthood, and Keter Malchus, crown of royalty. V'abet yaminu rei, ki shlosha kelim elu hayu chalukim b'midot ha'amot. And it says, if you look, you'll find that the midot, the measurements of the amot, are different for each of them. Ki ha'aron ayu kol amotav shvurot. Amatayim v'chetzi, right? Rachbo. Amatayim v'chetzi arko. They're all shvurot. They're all not whole measurements, right? Two and a half, one, whatever, right? They're halves that are mixed in. Hashulchan hayu miksatan shvurot, miksatan shlemot. The shulchan, as you look, you'll see some, two and a halves, right? Some halves and some shlemot, right? So one, two, three, no halves, right? So you'll have sort of a mix. And the Mizbeach, let's get it. The Mizbeach hayu kol amotav shlemot. And the Mizbeach are all whole measurements. Okay, well, again, when I say whole, I mean there are no halves. No halves involved. Now, what does that mean? Right? So here we go. V'akorav elai lomar v'zeh. L'fi sh'amru l'chachamim b'ma'alot habeit l'ma'ala mimcha. Because the rabbis say that when it comes to ma'alot, when it comes to growth, spiritual growth, ma'alot, right? Like stairs, right? You're going up the stairs. Like Rav Eli Marcus and Reish would always say that life is like going up a downward escalator, right? Life is like going up, spiritual life is like going up. If you're not pushing forward, if you're not going up, what happens? You go down, right? Ki al yedei zeh yedameh b'nafsho, ki hu chaser min shlemut, v'lo yigi l'madrigas chavero. Because in that way, you're always looking up. You're always like, where can I go now? What can I learn now? I have a friend I grew up with, a guy named Barry Zeltzer. Some of you guys know him. I text him, and people knew him in high school. And this way, this is unbelievable. I text him, I was in Beit Shemesh last week. And I said, I'll be by Reshit. I could come over. He lives in Ramat Shiloh, which is right outside Beit Shemesh, Ramat Beit Shemesh. He says, oh my God, John, yeah, I can't make it. I'm making a seal on Shas. I'm like, are you kidding me? He's being a Siman Shas. My age being a Siman Shas. I mean, he probably did, the daf probably started a little bit later. It was mind blowing. I really wanted to get there. I couldn't. I was giving a tish that night at Reishit. But like, right? You now what? Okay, you made a Siman Shas. Now what? I don't know. What are you gonna do after? What are you gonna do after the daf, Levine? What are you gonna do? Right? You're gonna do naf? You're gonna do this? What are you gonna do? Right? We're always spiritually. We always have to be thinking to ourselves that we're missing something. That there's more to do, there's more to learn, there's more ways that we could grow. V'lo yigil madrigas chaver v'yavolit kanopo v'yosifa shleimu chachmato ki kinat sofrim tar b'chachma. Right? They say that jealousy in general is not a good midah, but when it comes to kinat sofrim, when you're jealous of something, spiritual, wow, look at that person that, right? How did you get to do, the person that's doing the daf, or the person that started going to Minyan every day, the person, how did that happen? Think about it. Generally, how did that happen? You saw someone, you're like, if he could do it, I could do it. Or like, wow, I want to do that. Like, I could do that, right? And that's kinat sofrim. Aval binyane alum hazeh, but when it comes to things of this world, when it comes to success, material success, wealth, and honor, etc. Yistakel b'mishu l'mata mimenu. The healthy, the spiritually healthy person should look at who is beneath him. Why? Right? Who doesn't have, who hasn't attained what you have attained. Why? B'siba zo yismach b'chelko. Because in that way, you'll be happy with your lot. Look what I have, right? I feel good. You'll be filled with gratitude. Birotoki yesh lo rab, where you find yourself, wow, you know what? I have a lot. I'm good. Yoter min harbei anashim, right? I have. I'm doing well. Baruch Hashem. Right? There are other people who are less fortunate than I am, right? Baruch Hashem. That's why when we do for the less fortunate, when we give to less fortunate, what does it do? It engenders a sense of gratitude within us. There's a reason why we feel so good when we give in a real, meaningful way, because we know how much, you know, we don't have, right? When we used to do the midnight run, and Meretz Hashem, we'll have to do it again. The midnight run, you see these guys, it's 10 degrees outside, and you can give them a pair of gloves, right? And I have like 10 pairs of gloves sitting in my closet, and we could give them a pair of gloves. Like, again, it fills you with gratitude. That's the way to be, right? You shouldn't, if you're looking, say, oh, what does he have? What does she have? I want that. That's unhealthy, right? That never happens. V'hanefesh lo timaleh, right? As Kohelet says, right? The soul will never be satisfied in that kind of way. Ukamosha amram is pala yitenenav lamata v'libo lamala. As they say, says the Kli Yakar, that when you daven, your eyes should be downward, downcast, but your heart should be up. Zeh mipaleh al tzarchei hanefesh v'haguf. That's a person who's davening for, you know, your physical needs. Sorry, if you're looking for, sorry, spiritual needs, so you should look up. That's why, right? I want to grow. But right, and you want to sort of push your heart to go higher, right, to be like those who are achieving successfully in the spiritual world. Right, Shlomo Melch said, "Oh, what? I'll give you anything." He said, "Just I want to be wise." But your eyes, right, that's actually see physical things, physical realities, then you should be looking at that, at those who have less than you, right, so that you'll be filled with simcha. You'll be sameach b'chalkecha. Now he explains. Okay, very nice, cool. All right, it's a great idea. Now, that's bit. Let's fill him in. Why is the Aron all Amot Shvurot? Why are they all broken Amos Lehel Road? Shekol Adam Yedameh B'Nafsho Ki Ilu Chaser Min Shlemut HaChachma. Because the Aron represents Torah. The Aron represents the spiritual life. And everyone should always feel that I'm only halfway there. Right? I'm not there yet. V'tzarech Limdoda Dayin L'Malot Chesrono. You always have to measure and say, okay, I got to fill this up. I got to do this. Ki kol ama chasera mora al davar chaser. Because any broken, any missing or lacking ama speaks to that which is missing. Hatzarech Shiyimalu Chesrono. I need this. I need to fill this up. Kach ikar chachma me'ayin timatzeh. And that's the way of wisdom. You're always looking for more. Mimisha choshevet atzmo la'ayin v'chaser. If a person feels that he is lacking, that he doesn't have it all, he doesn't have all the answers. Avalo b'mishu chacham be'enav. But not to someone who's such a chacham in his or her own eyes. Right? What do we say about a person? Hatoa ba'atmo le'mor shekvar igia el tachlita. Right? A person makes the mistake to think, oh yeah, I'm good, look at me. Right? I got it. I'm done. I have the answers to everything. Ki ezu chacham, who's really wise? And it's like one of these beautiful counterintuitive statements of chachamim. Halo made mikolad. Who's wise? Person who learns from everyone. Who continues to learn from everyone. No matter how old you are, no matter how much you've grown, no matter how much you've learned, you always realize that there's more to know. HaChoshev shu chaser min hachachma, v'utzarich od li'lamed, who knows, who feels like, really, that there's more to learn. V'chein v'yidiyas metziyas Hashem Yisbarach, and same thing goes with the belief in God. Amru tachli sh'neida'acha ma'shalo neida'acha. The ultimate purpose is to know that you don't really know. Right? The more you learn, the more you realize how much you don't know, right? How much more you need to learn. That's the tachlis of chachma. If you actually think about it, in Shmona Esrei, we have right, Magin Avos, then Atagibor, then you have Atakadosh. What does Atakadosh mean? Right? We're saying that Hashem is different. Hashem is someone, is a being that's holy. Really, the word Kadosh means muvdal, separate, apart, right? God is apart from that which I can comprehend. And that's why, what's the next bracha after Atta Kadosh? Atachonin la'adam das. Ah, now I know. right? I know that I don't know, right? Hashem, you give the wisdom, because there's so much that I don't understand. Right? The biggest mistake is thinking you have all the answers. Now, Cain, there's actually a beautiful beautiful Pirkei Avos says, Lamod l'shoncha lomar eini yodea. Saying to a rabbi, or to a parent, or to a teacher, teach your tongue to say, I don't know. Sometimes the best answer is, as a rabbi, as a teacher, I get all, as a rabbi, what? And I said, think about it. Rather than give some baloney answer, I'll be like, that's a great question. I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't know. Right? Yeah, look it up. We'll look into it, right? And we'll learn it together. Therefore, the Aron, the Amos of the Aron were Shvurot. Ve'orech ve'koma ve'rochav, keneged shloshet varma omdim, keneged masiga ha'chachmos ve'im kotzer das ha'masig, ve'omek ha'musag ve'orech ha'atzaot, ke'akoma ha'inu ha'omek, etc. It gets into, you know, why, you know, the length and the width, etc. Basically everything. Fine. So that is the spiritual life. That's why they're all Shvurot. Aval ha'shulchan, what does the Shulchan represent? The Shulchan represent the physical world. Hamarameis lecheter malchut lechol tzlachot ha'anoshiyot asher Yisrael zochin lahem mil shulchan gavoa. Success, prosperity in life. Hayu amotav k'tzatam shlemot. They were a mix. Some were whole and some are broken. Ki kol maskil yismach b'chelko v'yidameh b'nafsho ki ilu yesh lo kol ve'eino chaser l'nafsho me'uma. Because any person really who understands things should really be samech b'chalko, right? Happy with your lot, and have it and know in your mind and feel in your mind that you have everything. Ve'eino chaser nafsho me'uma, and you're not missing anything. Shekin Yaakov Amar Yeshli Kol. He actually had said before Yeshli Rav, right? That I have an abundance. I have a lot. Really, the ultimate is to be able to say Yeshli Kol. I have everything. I have everything I need. Baruch Hashem. Hashem bless me. Omnam, that's what Yaakov said. Omnam k'tzatama yushvurot. But there are some that are half. Why? Lohorot shelo yashlima adam ta'avato mikol v'chol. It's to teach you that when it comes to engaging in the physical world, I can't say that I was mekayim this when I was in Israel last week, because we literally ate our way through Israel, ate so much. But like, right, you can't have everything. Right? You can't have everything. It's nice. Oh, I feel great. But you know what? You should hold back. I learned once, it was like a Rabbi Fran thing, right? When the practice that some people do when they eat, you don't, you know, you're eating a steak, you're eating a this or whatever, you leave the last piece over. You know what? I'm not a slave to you. I'm not filling myself up fully. Is it really? I'm enjoying myself, but I'm not going to go all the way. That's the broken amma there. You see that language, actually that's cool. You see this language about bread when this has to do with the brothers, right? And they're talking to Yosef, and you see Shibru lanu me'ochel, give us some bread, and it's broken, right? We don't want all of it. We don't want all of your bread, but we want some of it to be able to subsist. Okay? And that is the Shulchan. Abba Mizbech HaKtores. So again, you have all broken amos for the Aron. You have partial broken, partial whole for the Shulchan. And when it comes to the Mizbech HaKtores, Hayukol Amotav Shlemim, all of these amot were Shlemim for the altar of incense. Why? V'chei Mizbech HaOla, same thing with the Mizbech HaOla. Ki inyan shneim lahashlim et ha'adam hechaser mitzad ma'asad. Because the whole concept of both of these things is that you should do everything, do it right. If you're going to do something, go all the way. If you're going to give someone a ride home, do it right. I remember once picking up a hitchhiking chassid in Muncie with David, and whatever. I didn't listen to my mom. I do it all the time. Come back, I davened at, you know, the 10 o'clock minyan at Haredim or something, and I pick up the chassid, and he's like, oh, and I said, all right. I don't remember what it was. I was like, oh, you know, should I drop you here? So he said, it was like at the beginning of the circle or whatever. He lived in some sort of cul-de-sac. And he said, oh, no, here, I live right there. He said, you know what? Someone once told me, if you're going to do someone a favor, do it all the way. It was just to go another 30 seconds. He's right, right? Or maybe I dropped him off there and he said, oh, that's such a nice, whatever it is. You're going to go all in. The Lubav Tereb used to say, you're going to do something, go all in. Ki kol abal chaper la adam mashlim chesrono. Ki mizbach ha'ola mechaper al guf achotei. Because the whole idea of the altar of the Ola is to atone for the body, right, of what you've done, what you did, right? You did it, you committed a sin, right? You want to make amends, you want to do better, right? You're literally going to throw it all in, right? Then an ola we know is kalil, right? It's all burnt, consumed before Hashem, and there is something like that. If you're going to do something, do it right, right? Go all in. I'll say, that, I mentioned Lubav Terebi, it's kedai to mention. I'm walking on Ben Yehuda and I saw something beautiful. So they have tefillin. The guys, the Lubavitch guys in Israel now, the guys don't even stand by the tables anymore. They just leave tefillin on the table, which is very nice. Okay. So people are going in, they put tefillin. But then they also leave, they have now loose change sitting on the table and a pushka. And I saw a woman pass by, and after this table was manned by a shliach or whatever, and I said, "Here, give tzedakah." Meaning she can't put on tefillin, but she can give tzedakah. And that's why they have the tzedakah there, so she could go, here's some money, put it in a pushka, you did a mitzvah also. Right? And they had it for men and women, like an egalitarian vibe, but you know, for the vibe, it's beautiful, right? We're going to do it, everyone gets a chance to do a mitzvah. It's a beautiful thing, and that's the concept of Mizbech HaKetoros, etc. So now just finish up. And we won't see it inside, but you could turn to the end where he talks about the menorah, and you'll read it on your own. And what he says is really beautiful. It's against the last page. What he says about the menorah is, he goes, look. So we don't talk in general about the reward for mitzvahs in the Torah. Really, you know, whatever we say, you should do it, go all the way, do your best, right? You won't talk about reward. He says, but you know what the menorah is? The menorah is the reward. He says, and that's why Moshe had a hard time. It says it was Miksha Zahab. It was solid gold. He had to chisel it from gold. And Moshe had a hard time figuring out how to make the menorah. And the Kliyakra says, I'll tell you why. He says, because that actually speaks to the Tashlum Gemul, the reward, the payment that we get for mitzvahs in this world. He says, you know what it is? He says, it's that light. He said, when we light that candle, right? Ner Hashem Nishmat Adam, the light is that spiritual kind of reward that we get. And we know that neshama, Ner Hashem Nishmat Adam, the candle of God's, the soul of man, that light that we light, it continues to stay lit. And it lights from generation to generation. And he says, that's where, when you do the Torah, and you do, you're living a life that's, you know, in a spiritual way, with the Torah context, and you know, yes, and we're succeeding and prospering physically as well, but also within the rubric of what the Torah asks of us, and we're doing things the right way, and we're going all in about the things, about our values and our priorities, a candle is lit, and that candle stays lit from generation to generation. And he says, that's the secret of the menorah that Moshe couldn't even understand. That's the secret. That it continues, that it goes on. And even though we don't really know the reward for mitzvahs in this world, we understand. And that we're sitting around the table right now, we're commemorating the lives of like several people. How? Through what? Through Torah. Through making brachos. Through hamotzi. Through birkas hamazon. And that those were the candles that were lit in the generation before and the generation before that. And in Mirtz Hashem, you continue the candles to go. And they'll continue to be lit in a very beautiful, radiant menorah for our families in generations to come as well.